Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. And we welcome in now WWL's Mark Menard. And Mark, All-Star break, a couple of highlights that Pelicans fans can look forward to from their Pels in the All-Star break.
Yeah, so there's going to be a few. A bunch of them are now involved in the Rising Stars Challenge, which is a game for first and second year players to kind of show off what they can do, the ones that aren't All-Stars just yet, and most of them usually aren't in first and second year. It's very rare that you'd see a guy, you know, actually make the full-on All-Star game in his first or second season. We might see that next year from Zion if he continues, but that's beside the point. Right now, Zion will be included in the Rising Stars Challenge. The way they do that is they take foreign players and they take U.S. players, so it's a U.S. against the world. So Zion will be suiting up for the U.S. team, and a pair of Pelicans now will be playing for the world team. Rookie point guard Nikhil Alexander-Walker was already on the team today because of an injury to DeAndre Ayton. They added Italian star Nicolo Melli, who has been lighting it up lately for the Pelicans. He is now also going to be a part of the world team. You know, he's a little bit of an older guy as a rookie, but you know, the Pelicans pulled him from Italy to join the team this year, and it's his first season in the NBA, so he qualifies.
I just want to scream out Belly whenever I hear Melli. Melli Belly. I don't know.
What you need to go with is peanut butter Melli time.
I like that. I heard your sports flash. That's pretty good.
Like, I didn't make it up, but it's starting to make the rounds on Twitter.
Peanut butter Melli time.
I want to say Mason Ginsburg, friend of the show, is credited with coming up with that. So
peanut butter Melli time.
When he hits a three, baby, peanut butter Melli time. So
my juvenile self just says Belly. Yeah, that's a good one. Belly.
So Melli is going to be on the world team along with Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Zion Williamson will be on the U.S. team, and all of that is going to be tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. So back-to-back for those three guys as they play tonight in the Smoothie King Center, and then they'll play in the Rising Stars Challenge tomorrow night. But obviously tomorrow night not going to be a huge, you know, a deal in terms of minutes and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a lighter atmosphere than an actual competitive NBA game.
So with the All-Star break after the break, what's up for the Pelicans the second half of the season?
Oh, and you know what? I almost forgot. It got all wrapped up in the Rising Stars Challenge, but Brandon Ingram, part of the All-Star game, that's going to be played Sunday. So he's going to be on Team Giannis. He was picked to Giannis Antetokounmpo's All-Star team because now they don't do West versus East anymore. They have team captains, and it's Giannis and LeBron James. Giannis picked Brandon Ingram.
So they don't play defense in the NBA All-Star game, so what do you think the point total is going to be? You'll see maybe 300 points scored between the two teams.
I think we're getting to the point now where you could almost put it at 400 the way that some of these guys have been playing. Like lately, the scores of these things have been getting up into like the 180s. We might be pushing, you know, a 400 point game here real soon, if not this year. So we'll have to wait and see. It's basically going to be how fast can you get the ball up the court and put it in the goal?
Yeah,
like the absolute fastest you can do that over the course of an entire game. That's about where we're at now in the NBA All-Star game. But in terms of schedule, they got, you know, one game before the All-Star break tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder coming to town. Chris Paul coming back to New Orleans. We've seen him back in New Orleans a few times over the years, but it's always a little bit bittersweet. He was a star here for, you know, quite a while. And so I think we've gotten past the point of him, you know, being hated. I think now he's been gone long enough where people can kind of appreciate what he did for the city while he was here. So Chris Paul has put that Thunder team on his back, and they're having a really good season despite what people expected, because, you know, people thought when they traded Russell Westbrook away and they got Chris Paul in return, it was like, well, they don't have a whole lot. They're probably going to be out of the playoff mix. Not so. Chris Paul has gotten that team back into playoff contention. I want to say they're the number six seed right now. And they've got over 30 wins already, so they're a team that's having a decent season. They've already beaten the Pelicans three times this year. This is the fourth and final matchup with the Thunder this season, so the Pelicans would love to get one on the board in that rivalry before the season series ends. And I think they've got a real good chance to do it. The Pelicans are actually favorites tonight in Vegas by 3.5 points, and the ESPN matchup predictor has them at a 53.6% chance of winning. So they're on a roll right now, three games in a row that they've won. If they could get this one tonight over a legit playoff contender and roll into the All-Star break with four straight, I think that would put them in fantastic positioning in terms of their playoff push for late in the season. Then after the All-Star break, so, you know, they get a few days off. You know, All-Star weekend
happens.
No
days off. I'm kidding.
All-Star weekend happens, and then they'll have some practices next week, but they don't play again after tonight until next Friday, February 21st, and that is when they head up to Portland and they take on the Trailblazers again. Excuse me, a team that they've beaten three times already this season.
Make it a four.
I think they've got a real good chance of making it four. We saw what they did to them the other night where you know, the scrubs were playing late in the game because this one was all but in the books. And now Damian Lillard is dealing with a sprained ankle. They're not sure whether he'll be back in time for that game on next Friday. In 8 days. So he's going to have to see how his ankle responds to treatment. And if they don't have Damian Lillard in the lineup, I really like the Pelicans' chances of completing the season sweep over the Trailblazers. It's actually going to be a three-game road trip that they embark on, and they do this every year around Mardi Gras time because they kind of get out of the way of Mardi Gras, and there's enough stuff going on downtown without trying to get to a Pelicans game when you're dealing with Mardi Gras weekend. So
yeah, but I like the Mardi Gras uniforms they wear. Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they take the spirit of the season with them wherever they go. And so they'll be still sporting those next weekend when they get back from the All-Star break. So they'll head to Portland on Friday, next Friday, February 21st. And then Sunday, the Sunday before Mardi Gras, they'll be in taking on the Golden State Warriors on the road, which is one of the worst teams in the NBA this season. And then they wrap up in L.A. against the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. They'll be back home Friday, February 28th. Against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So after tonight, you know, they're going to be gone for 17 days.
Wow.
But they got the All-Star break in there, so they'll get a little time off, then they'll hit the road, and they'll be back in the Smoothie King Center in about 2 weeks after tonight.
WWL's Mark Minority brought you Pelicans Primer, brought to you by On Path Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.